Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, where we provide tailor-made solutions for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies by improving their quality of life, and where we also provide tailor-made solutions to hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I shared how to achieve sustainable funding for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies. You can check out last week's blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to share what to do if there are no or few perceived alternatives for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care. Whenever intensive care units in Australia are dealing with long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies, one thing has always stood out to me. Intensive care units are limiting their thinking, and they believe the only way to look after them is in intensive care. This limited thinking leaves few or no perceived alternatives for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies. Current limiting intensive care paradigms still only suggest that a critically ill patient in intensive care will leave to either recover and go to a hospital ward or to leave intensive care after death has occurred and after they have passed away. Australian intensive care units are still 20 years behind in their thinking and their paradigms compared to other first world countries. Long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in other first world countries, in Germany in particular, as well as in Australia with intensive care at home services, have a genuine alternative to leave intensive care and go home instead of unnecessarily spending many weeks or many months, sometimes even years, in intensive care. This is what's possible when specialized services like intensive care at home provide the care required for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and enable patients to leave intensive care whilst being ventilated with tracheostomies. This improves the quality of life and or quality of end of life for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and their families. This also reduces the massive costs for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies who have the second highest ranking costs attached to their stay in intensive care in Australia, only after LVAD insertion. Most long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies fall into the category of DRGs A06A and A06B, and the independent National Hospital Cost Data Collection for Australian Public Hospitals has identified that the cost for DRGs A06A and A06B in intensive care are the second highest rankings for all costs in Australia after LVAD insertion. You can check out the data on the website for the Australian Independent National Hospital Cost Data Collection for Australian Public Hospitals. There's a link below this video. But more importantly, the paradigm shift that needs to occur, besides the massive cost implications when looking after long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care, are that we don't do long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and their families any favors by unnecessarily keeping them in intensive care for longer than necessary. Intensive care at home service, as well as studies, have shown that once a long-term ventilated child with tracheostomy is medically stable and off inotropes, and the only reason they stay in intensive care is their ventilator dependency, they can safely be looked after at home. You should check out our section on our website where we have an article about our evidence-based approach. Therefore, the argument that long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies can't or shouldn't be looked after at home doesn't count, and most Australian intensive care units need to evaluate their paradigms and their thinking. Other countries, or I should say other first world countries, such as Germany, have been successfully providing intensive home care for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies as a genuine alternative to a long-term stay in intensive care for now 20 years. The health industry in Germany intensive care units and health funding agencies have realized a long time ago that A. Expenses for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies in intensive care are no longer sustainable. B. Expenses for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies are sustainable in the home with the right support structure and the right mindset. C. Patients and their families improve their quality of life in their own home. D. Intensive care units benefit by having more resources, staff and beds available. And finally, E. Patients and their families have and should always have a choice if they don't want to stay in intensive care, and a genuine alternative exists to long-term stay in intensive care by going home with a specialized service like intensive care at home. Considering all these facts, there is a lot of evidence that long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies should be going home whenever possible and not stay in intensive care for longer than necessary and block an expensive, scarce, precious and in-demand ICU bed. So, what are your thoughts? Do you think that long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomies and their families have few or no perceived options but to stay in intensive care for many weeks or many months? Leave your comments on the blog. We are also currently hiring enthusiastic and experienced intensive care nurses with critical care certificate for ventilated clients in Melbourne. We would also like to hear from you if you have a minimum of 2 years pediatric ICU experience, as we have opportunities there as well. For more information, check out our career section or contact me on 041-094-2230 or simply send me an email. You can also contact me if you want to know more about how we can help you, your family member or your intensive care unit. Thank you for tuning into this week's blog. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, and I'll see you again next week in another update.